This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the need for economists and political leaders to create an endgame to the current lockdown on our society. The obvious objection to this can be found in the numerous cliches that portray any discussion as an attempt to trade dollars for death. The governor of New York, for example, scolds, "No one should be talking about social Darwinism for the sake of the stock market." He argues, "We will not put a dollar figure on human life." But even the editors of the New York Times recently described this as a false choice. Shelter in place has been necessary, but there must be a time in the future when government leaders must consider the economic and humanitarian trade-offs. Reopening American society isn't as much about the stock market as it is about the everyday lives of millions of Americans. Frankly, the wealthy will probably weather the current lockdown, but that is not true of the poor and even middle class who have no savings to rely on. As I mentioned yesterday, income is a strong predictor of health outcomes. People who are poor don't live as long. Americans who have lost wages and lost jobs are less likely to prosper. They won't eat as well, and they won't buy medications because they're simply trying to buy food and pay the rent. For the purist who argues that we should never talk about trade-offs, we can point to many current examples. Fewer people would die on highways if the speed limit was 25 miles per hour. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found that highway fatalities rose 8.5% for every increase of 5 miles an hour. Cigarette smoking is responsible for 480,000 deaths per year, and 88,000 people die each year from alcohol-related causes. But we don't ban either of these. We make policy trade-offs every day. We need a national conversation about the cost and benefit of our current lockdown. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.